there is a chapter in Mahabharata about this Devigrahi. Do you remember that Duryodhana is
yes.
Yes. He was called upon to kill Krishna is Asvatthama Maharaja. Kunjurava.
What is the life? I mean, we limit honesty to such a small speck. If you speak just the truth with your lips, you call it honesty. Honesty is something so much deeper and so much bigger. Honesty of motive is the biggest thing. What is your motive in being honest? If you're being so honest that you're hurting another person by being honest, your motive is not, that's not honesty. Honesty has charity in it. Honesty has a purpose, a reason, something that serves. Supposing I don't like this, this earring, this scarf, and I just tell her, I'm being very honest, you look awful in it. That's not honesty. That's really a sort of hypocrisy, because you make yourself believe that you're being honest. But deep down, if you were really to probe, you'd find that you were finding a bit of satisfaction in saying that, because you've been wanting to say that. Some, you know, honesty, but of purpose, of motive. Look at this great saint, wasn't it, Erich, that Bill had written to us about once, the story of this great man, whether he's a saint or a perfect master, I don't know, but he was a great, great man. And this old woman had come to him for some justice.
She passed wind.
So she comes to him.
He was a perfect master.
A perfect master?
Yeah.
So, but this is stuck in my head as something so beautiful. So when this old woman was talking to him, it was some problem put before.
She was bringing a problem to him. As soon as she started saying things, so she had to pass wind.
And it made a sound.
And made a terrible sound, you know, while passing the wind.
And it's very embarrassing.
Very embarrassing to the crowd, all the crowds there.
He said,
I couldn't hear you, what are you saying? I'm a bit deaf. And well, it was such a relief to the woman, that he had not heard it. So and he remained acting deaf till she passed away.
Until she died.
That's when he began to hear, people began to feel that what has happened, because others knew that. He said, something must have happened to that woman. Or she must have died. It was found that she was no more.
So then he was deaf no more.
That's
honesty with charity. The only honesty.
Baba said the truth never
That's right.
It never crushes one. It should always uplift one, then it is the truth.
But that doesn't mean you must be gullible and do whatever anybody says because you don't want to hurt them. But that's right. And that's why I used to take Rana with me whenever we went to little shopping. Once in a while, after Baba dropped his body. So I just couldn't say no. And I don't know why I felt if I came away from the shop without buying something, how hurt that man would be. And Rama said, look, Mani, the whole shop doesn't depend on you. It was Rani before you came to shop. And Rana was marvelous. She was saying no. You know, somebody said, oh, this looks very nice on you. And I'd look at Rana very helplessly, but she had one sentence. And I'm saying, no, it doesn't look good on her talk. You know, that's it. It was wonderful.